USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of missing YouTuber Gabby Petito has called on the family of her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, to help them find their daughter. Traveling cross-country as a couple, their journey was documented on social media. Now Gabby is missing. The fiancé is in hiding in his parents' home in Florida after returning with Gabby's van and no Gabby. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, one of 10 Republicans who tried to impeach former President Trump for inciting the January 6th riot on the Capitol, will not seek re-election to his Northern Ohio seat in 2022. In a statement, he said, "The best path for our family is not to seek re-election next fall." A grand jury has returned an indictment against Michael Sussman, a lawyer for Hillary Clinton. The complaint says he lied to the FBI. The Russia collusion case against President Trump was used by Democrats for years, allegedly based on a dossier. The FBI's investigation concluded that there was insufficient evidence of a secret communication channel with the Trump Organization and Russian operatives. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Dog racing tracks around the country are disappearing. Chris Barnes reports.
Dog racing has been in some American states for over 100 years, but its popularity really peaked in 1985. In the years that have followed, state laws have led to the closure of racetracks all across the country. And now, after Florida's tracks closed at the end of 2020, Iowa and Arkansas's tracks are going to be closing by the end of next year. The one in Dubuque, Iowa, making that official with an announcement on Thursday. The GM saying there were signs of the industry's collapse now for years.
The DRA, for example, provided $1 million a year for 7 years for greyhound racing to go away because it cost more than that to subsidize the prizes that were awarded the greyhounds that won the race.
It means only two active commercial dog race tracks will still be in existence, and they're both in West Virginia. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After traveling around the country for months as a couple, they were documenting the adventure on social media. Now the New York woman is nowhere to be found, missing for weeks, and the fiancé, Brian Laundrie, is hiding at his parents' home in Florida, refusing to talk to authorities or assist in finding Gabby Petito. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A 22-year-old woman from New York who was last seen in August is still missing. Gabby Petito was last known to be in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park while on a cross-country road trip in a converted van with her fiancé. The Petito family attorney, Richard Stafford, on Thursday read part of the family's statement begging for their daughter's fiancé and his parents to help with the investigation.
As a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us? As a parent, how could you put Gabby's younger brothers and sisters through this?
Police saying Gabby Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie, has been identified as a person of interest in the case.
Jane Powell, the bigger-than-life star from Hollywood's golden age of musicals, has died. In 1987, Ms. Powell talked about working with Fred Astaire in Royal Wedding from 1951.
I never knew what to talk to him about because he wasn't very conversational. He didn't like to talk too much. And being the private person that he was, you never want to interfere or infringe in his time.
92-year-old Ms. Powell died Thursday at her home in Wilton, Connecticut, of natural causes. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.